You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For the first time in its history, staff at the government drug buying agency Pharmac are going on strike. The action will happen this week after health economists, Māori health experts and medical practitioners who are members of the New Zealand Public Service Association received what was described as an unacceptable pay offer and a clawback of conditions. Pharmac is responsible for deciding which medicines and medical devices are publicly funded in New Zealand, an important part of the country's healthcare system. To talk about the details surrounding the first ever strike, I spoke with Public Service Association's National Secretary, Fleur Fitzsimons. Given that this is the first ever strike at Pharmac, can you explain how we got to this point?
Yeah, it is really significant that it's the first strike at Pharmac. Pharmac is a very critical government agency. It makes sure that New Zealanders get access to life-saving medicines, and we know that the people who work there are really committed to their work, and they don't get paid ridiculously high salaries. They get paid very modest salaries, and many of them have been there for many years. So really the strike is about saying that we need to see improvements to their conditions. We need to see a pay offer that respects them and their families and the cost of living increases that they've faced, but also respects the importance of their work in New Zealand's public health system. And we're a long way from that at this stage.
And could you explain what the key issues that these members are striking over?
Yeah, it's really a strike which comes down to a response to the employer trying to reduce the terms and conditions of employment. And we have an collective agreement between the PSA and Pharmac. It has a whole range of entitlements that really reflect things like service. So if you've been at Pharmac for a period of time, you get access to what's called step pay progression. So your pay increases step by step over time. There's also redundancy payments available in that collective agreement and a range of entitlements that really exist to ensure that the health and safety of those workers is paramount and that their working conditions are fair and reasonable. And what we're seeing from Pharmac is an approach to this bargaining which attempts to reduce those terms and conditions of employment. So they want to get rid of the service eligibility for step-based pay progression to some degree. They want to limit and restrict the availability of redundancy payments only to permanent staff. But also there is a pay offer which is only 0.2%. And we all know that our costs have gone up by much more than 0.2%. So really what Pharmac are trying to do is make these workers go backwards and make it harder for them and their families to get by. And they're drawing a line in the sand and saying that's not good enough. And that's really the background to why the strike's occurring.
You mentioned an extensive clawback of conditions. Could you explain what Pharmac proposed to change?
Yeah, so they're really looking to take conditions backwards. So it's a reduction in their conditions of work. And that's particularly around the nature of the way the step-based pay increases work. They've also got the suggestion that people should buy out their step-based increase, so really corrupting the pay system that exists to recognise that over time people get more confident, they get more experience, they develop more skills, and they get their pay increasing as a result. They're trying to buy out or get rid of those progression steps with a one-off payment. And really it is just an attempt to reduce the terms and conditions that apply to Pharmac workers. And if we were to agree to something like this, over time, the conditions would get worse and worse. And actually what we want to see is improved terms and conditions for workers at Pharmac and all over New Zealand, because we know as a country we have a low-wage culture and a low-wage problem. We also have a long working hours issue. So we're not really looking to reduce the terms and conditions that apply to workers. What workers in New Zealand, and including those at Pharmac, need to see is better terms and conditions of employment.
Something else you mentioned was that Pharmac workers are being asked to do more with less. Could you elaborate on this?
Yeah, it's something that we're seeing all across the public sector. We are seeing vacancies not being filled. We are seeing job descriptions and expectations on workers increasing. They are being asked to pick up on the work of people who haven't been replaced or jobs that have been merged. And we're really seeing workloads becoming unmanageable at the same time as government expectations of these agencies is increasing. So we're not seeing the government saying, oh, we'll impose these cuts. Also, we expect you to do less. That's just not the reality of what public sector workers are seeing. And it's really not going to work. It is not a recipe for effective, high-quality public services, and nor is it a recipe for harmonious industrial relations, because workers see through it. Constantly being asked to deliver more with less will not work, and it will cause public services to suffer, it will cause burnout, and it will cause industrial action like we're seeing here at Pharmac.
As you alluded to earlier, Pharmac's pay offer was 0.2%. Can you go into how this pay offer was received by members?
Well, it's an offensive pay offer. It's barely a pay offer. 0.2% is on very modest wages is really not going to help these workers with the cost of living increases that they and their families are experiencing. So it was never a pay offer that was going to be well received across the table or by these workers. And actually, that's what Pharmac needs to reflect on. This approach is not going to settle this dispute. We need to see a pay offer which is humane and which recognises that people's cost of living is increasing and they will go backwards if we accept pay offers like this in the future.
The parties are attending mediation on the 16th and 17th of July. What do you hope comes out of this?
We're really hopeful that Pharmac will come to that mediation with an approval and an approach to settling this dispute. They will need to walk away from their attempted clawbacks in the conditions, and they will need to bring a pay offer which reflects the cost of living increases the workers and their families are experiencing, and also the value of the work that these people do, because it's absolutely critical in our health system, and we want it recognised in a pay offer that is respectful and takes into account the cost of living that it increases that our members are facing. And there is an opportunity for Pharmac to settle this dispute at mediation, and we really hope they'll take it.
Thanks, Fleur. That was my final question, but was there anything else that you wanted to add?
Just that we've had a really strong outpouring of support from other health workers for these Pharmac workers. Everyone is doing it tough in health. The government has lost control of health, and New Zealanders know it. And this will be just the beginning of strike action in our health sector if the government doesn't start funding it properly and recognising the importance of these workers and the work that they do.
And that was the PSA's Fleur Fitzsimons on the first ever strike at Pharmac. Both parties are attending mediation on the 16th and 17th of July.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.